Ja się mi teraz chuję.
The human torch took out a bank loan.
And we all like mic'd them for it too or something? Okay, anyway.
Arsonist has oddly shaped feet.
Unique New York.
How now, Brown?
Shut the fuck up. Ready at five?
Some of the first 5 minutes should be those.
It's recording right now.
Alright, well, hello and welcome to first episode. It is currently 8:12 Central Standard Time, April 3rd, 2010. I'm Sav, and I got my buddy Fel here. Wasn and Or. Say hi, guys.
Hey.
Yo.
So, being the first episode, I wanted to start out telling, their history, like what we're doing here. We're talking about video games on this podcast, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I can't promise. The speed chat fucking freaked out and I can't get it back. I'm sorry.
Having some technical difficulties.
Okay.
I can sign us this out.
Interrupted me. Yeah, alright. Anyways, so I pretty much started on the Super NES. That was probably my first... Well, the first one was like this Tecmo. It doesn't fucking matter. NES is what I started on, and then I moved on to N64, and I played that a shit ton, and then pretty much was a Nintendo fanboy, and played GameCube, bought a Xbox, probably... I don't know, a few years ago, and then bought an Xbox 360 and just been playing 360 and PC games pretty much since then. I don't have a lot of money, so I can't really upgrade my PC, so it's really shitty. So, yeah, that's basically me. So, Fel, you want to go next?
Alright, man. I started on the Sega Genesis.
Hooker.
Anyway. I played that years and years and years, because my family's poor. But then I moved to the PlayStation, like Spyro the Dragon and all that shit. Then I moved to the PS2. And I had that until I got a computer and an Xbox, and I mostly played the computer. And that's me. That's my video game history.
So me and you are just, like, at war, because I'm the fucking Nintendo fan, and you're PlayStation asshole.
No, dude. No.
Oh, never mind then.
Right, and...
Or? Oh, whoa.
No, I'm just gonna say, if anybody listens to this, I'm sorry about this microphone. It'll be different the next time we do this. So, yeah.
If someone listens to it, it's a big if.
Everyone will listen to this podcast, alright. Alright, Or, your turn.
Well, they call me Or, and I started gaming on a Sega, and I played Sonic all the time. And then after that, I upgraded to, like, a Nintendo 64. Played that. Mario, all that Nintendo shit for a long time, and then I got a PS2. And then, really, the only games I played on the PS2 were, like, God of War, and stuff like that. And then, recently, I've only played on the computer, really, and the Xbox 360. And that's about it. I buy a lot of games and never play them again. Have too much money.
Poor you.
Yeah,
seriously, man.
Woe is me.
Wasn't you new? Or your turn? Rather.
Hi.
Hey.
Considering I got left to last, I wasn't. Started playing on the NES. I was like, 5, I guess. I don't know. Played that quite a bit. Liked Mario and Zelda and such. Played that, and then eventually got a Nintendo 64. Wasn't actually bought for me, which was awesome. My uncle got it. Figured out PlayStations were sports games, gave it to me. Best gift ever. Stayed on the 64 for quite a while. Eventually bought an Xbox, like, 2 or 3 years after it came out. Like, right before Halo 2. Played on Xbox for quite a while. Bought the GameCube to play whenever Wind Waker came out. Sat on the GameCube for a while because nothing came out for it. Eventually got the 360, played that like crazy, and throughout the whole time, been playing computer games. It's been pretty fun. Yeah.
So what do you mean?
Dark.
What do you mean you didn't buy it? Your uncle got it. What does that mean, man?
He bought it so he could, because he wanted to play like Madden and stuff, but he's like, I already got this, and he's like, here! And I was like, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, I was like 5. Like, that was my voice then. I can't help it.
I guess. You should try harder next time.
Also, we all met on World of Warcraft, like, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5, whenever it came out.
Almost 5, yeah.
Oh, shit. I've known... I'm blown, successfully. We're all... Most of us were in the same guild for a long time.
Of course you're blown successfully. We were all in the same guild. You told me to try harder.
We're all in the same guild at one point. And we've been together ever since, and it's just been a nice, happy relationship. Little bumps along the way.
Should we give him a little rundown of our WoW career?
Probably not.
No.
Podcast. We can do that later in later section. I don't really give a fuck. So, it's our first topic. DLC. Let's talk about that DLC. What are our opinions on DLC? I personally fucking hate DLC. Who, anybody else?
I think it's a way for the companies to not release shit and then charge you later.
I think it's like being used wrong, you know? Like, DLC is a really good idea, they're just doing it wrong.
How so?
Like releasing DLC with the game is just a big no-no, you know? It's just, like, ridiculous. That should be with the game. You shouldn't have to pay extra with the release of the game for optional content.
I know you and Fel were pissed about that when you were playing Resident Evil. That seemed kind of bullshit. Especially since you had to buy the multiplayer, is that right?
Yeah. Well, it was like a multiplayer...
It was a versus.
Yeah, versus, that's it. And versus, like, on that Resident Evil game, like, I don't know, that seemed like a really bad idea. I haven't really tried it, but I mean...
I agree with that. But, like, the way people are using it now is that they're, like, they're planning the DLC before the game's even released, and, like, it was originally, like, DLC, it was just an afterthought, you know, so we'd get content to the games we never thought we'd play again, but really, what are you gonna do, you know, now that they know they can do it, they're just gonna plan it, and...
Like, Grand Theft Auto did it really well.
Yeah, the price on most DLC isn't too bad, except, you know... Stimulus package over here.
Alright, wait. Side question. Microsoft points.
Oh, dude. That is bullshit, because, okay, Run Run for 2, everyone's like, oh, these maps are $15. No, they're $20. They're just $15 worth of Microsoft points. You can't fucking buy $15 worth of Microsoft points and that's it. You have to buy $20 worth of Microsoft points. Or, like, more expensive. Yeah.
Like, I just bought it and you had to pay $25 for, like, however many Microsoft points. Like, you couldn't buy a certain amount. You had to, like, go over that amount, you know?
Yeah, that's what I mean,
it's obviously just
60,000.
It's also really annoying that people can like trade Microsoft points, so you get all that like spam, and it's like, oh, level 70, 10th prestige, 1600 Microsoft points. It just like gives them
points. What?
Like it gives them an ash.
I don't know. I've never heard of people actually doing that, so.
Alright, wait, I hope we're done discussing this, because I'm going to just give it a little time out right here.
Alright, so that's about enough about that topic. We can talk about DLC some other time. So, what I want to talk about was the 3DS, the Nintendo 3DS, and the future of 3D gaming. So, 3DS, I know Or showed me it first, so do you want to tell me about it, or tell the listeners about it, Or?
I don't really know about it, I just know that it looked pretty cool.
It's basically Nintendo's attempt at not actually breaking any boundaries in video games, but kind of still doing it.
No, but did it look cool, or did it, like, look fun? Like, does it look like something you'd want to play, or is it like a shitty movie in 3D?
It looked like it could be fun if they did it right, you know, like if they utilized it right, which they might or might not, because, I mean, sometimes they didn't really utilize the touchscreen right for a lot of games, so they might not utilize 3D right for a lot of games, you know?
Well, is it...
Yeah.
Is it Nintendo, or is it, like, Nintendo paying a company, like, who's doing this?
It's Nintendo, I'm pretty sure. I don't really know a whole lot about it, I just looked at it.
If we have show notes, I'll post this video I'm watching in the show notes. It looks pretty freaking cool. It looks like, it reminds me a lot of holographic shit, but...
Like, it's not actually... Well, it is 3D, but, you know, it's not like popping out at you, 3D. It's like you're looking into it, isn't
it? It's not like reaching out and grabbing your throat, 3D. It's like, ooh, this thing
has depth.
Oh, God. You're looking into a box.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm watching. I mean, I think it could work really well, especially with a few games. It reminds me a lot of, like, Viewful Joe. Did anyone ever play that besides me?
Yeah, I played that.
I love that game.
Play what game?
It looks Viewful Joe.
I played the demo of it. That was pretty fun.
What was that thing? It was like a gaming table. You remember that? And it was all 3D, and you could like... Remember? Oh, it was on Today's Big Thing, and it was like the zombie thing. You like used your hands, and you're like looking through a thing.
I don't know what you're talking
on
about.
Spot.
Are you talking about...
On the spot.
No, this bucket, okay, whatever. We don't really have much to say about that. No.
What do you think about 3D gaming? I mean, I want to talk about the PS3, the new Wand shit that they copied from Nintendo. That looked...
Natal.
Yeah, Natal.
Well, it's not. It's not 3D.
It is kind of, though. It's similar to the 3DS.
Yeah. I remember that. Well, it's not really used. It's not a specific technology.
Yeah, because you're using Wand.
Because, like, the Wii could do that, really. It's just, I guess, PS3 thought of it first.
Yeah. That video that you showed me just, like, blew my mind. And I started thinking about, like, all this cool stuff that you could do, but...
Like what? That looks stupid to me. I hate all that stuff.
Like, all the presentation videos I saw of the motion for the PS3, like, it looked actually really cool. Like, it made, like, it looked like what a video game should be, you know? Like, you're actually...
Not just, like,
person.
Interactive party game.
Yeah, well, some of the stuff I saw was, like, interactive family... But, you know, like, Sony had the iToy, and, like, I thought it was just amazing. Just think how awesome the motion will be, you know?
Yeah. And, like, I was thinking some examples. I mean, you could just, like, have an FPS and be, like, running around, be all crazy, looking over corners, doing... Because in the video, you have, like, your own... Each little thing is a... Each screen is, like, a plane that you can look through. And you use, yeah. like... And you use the remotes... As so you can so the screen knows where you are. I'm not gonna try and open up my issue of Jackass Monthly and try and explain like what the hell they're doing because I obviously don't know. But definitely.
And they gave some really cool examples though. It's just like you could be playing an RTS and you can like feel like you're like God in the sky and stuff, or you could be like a commander and like put a map down on the table and like have your face in the map and stuff.
An RTS.
Yeah, that's some examples.
On consoles?
I don't know, I don't think RTS is like appeal to casual gamers.
Hit this now, man, you don't know.
I guess because you're using the wands, like, it could be better, but, just, like, every RTS that's ever been on a console has been really bad. It seems like a genre that's exclusive to PC, which is good.
It's not I would go as far as say it's a genre that's, like, exclusive for, like, competitive gaming, like...
Like, the whole reason, like, they have the RTS thing is when they showed that demo... They were showing, like, alright, you know, use this wand, and you, like, he held it up by his head, and, you know, you can literally, like, look around, and it, like, makes you feel more in control of, like, what you're seeing and everything like that. And then the map thing was because they were messing around with the pictures. He, like, unfurled the picture and, like, stretched down, he, like, placed it down on the ground, and then, like, walked up to it and looked at it, and, like, that was the whole thing about, like, RTS. It was just because... That's kind of what it felt like when you watch like the screen of when the guy was doing the demo. Like it really looked like something that would fit well with an RTS, just because you have that control of what you're looking at. You can, you know, the map thing. That was probably one of the main reasons. Plus, you know, like you actually have some sort of precision device to select things with, which always is kind of sucked in like RTSs. If you need to move fast or something like that, you're using sticks. It's just kind of been lame.
You gotta have that micro going, that micro, and have all these macro.
Plus, it's like...
Oh, go ahead.
It's really cool how we're just, like, advancing in technology, you know? Like, all this, the motion, and the tall, 3DS.
It's like we're like, really in the future, guys.
It's like one step closer to, like, virtual reality, you know? Like,
you know what it is? Technology is just advancing to make you look like a bigger douche when you play video games. Let me hold my colorful pastel dongles in my hand and I'll use my voice commands to order
Let
troops, but it won't quite detect my voice correctly. It'll be awesome.
Let me just yell into my DS to talk to my dog.
What's that? You want me to blow on the DS? Sure thing.
I don't know if you guys remember what the fucking shit looks like.
What?
What?
That stupid PS3, it's like a Wiimote with a big sex toy attached to it. Like, I don't know if you saw
it
that.
Looks like it looks like a clit vibrator, dude. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's just like an orb. It looks like a microphone, but like it glows.
It knows what you're thinking, alright?
It changes to suit your mood.
Anyway.
It's like a mood ring.
I'm going off topic.
All the time you look like a faggot.
Alright, so what are we at now? iPad
what's next?
Gaming?
iPad gaming, I guess.
I always thought the iPad was for, like, women who wanted to sync their periods with iTunes.
Oh, it's like that joke's never been done before?
I know,
God.
Right? Wow, dude.
Chill out, will they?
It's everyone that gets it. Like, I know my friend got it, and he's like, dude, it's the worst thing ever. It's like, an iPod Touch, but bigger.
That's yeah. All it is. I mean, we don't want to say what's already been said. It's pretty shitty. But what do you think? Like any gaming could be done on it?
No, it's gonna be like the iPod Touch. Like you need buttons of some sort. Like that's my opinion. Like you cannot use a touchscreen to do everything. It just doesn't feel right. Your hands will not sit on it. You will lose the controls. That and plus, like, I don't know if you've messed around like with iPod games, but like, all right, it's the however they do. It's like the it's like a sensitive to like the electric charge of your fingers or whatever like that is. The ions or something, and like if you mess around with your iPod and your hands aren't like perfectly sterile, like you know you have oils on your fingers that'll like kind of like build up, and then it won't detect or anything like that.
Well, it's personally, such a pain. I don't stick my fingers in grease before I play with my iPod, so I've never had that issue.
Wow.
You have natural oils, man.
Yeah,
I understand that, but. Like, I've never had it where it's like, it's not detecting it. Maybe it's like, I just got like a brand new one. Because my headphones, yeah, I've told this story before. My headphones were shitty and they got knocked out within the first 2 months. And I just replaced it. So the touchscreen is like perfect. It's the new one.
Like, my hands, I guess, apparently are abnormally oily for size.
Sorry, man.
Just to be the little iPad defender here, I think the games really are meant for, like, the kind of people that play Farmville. Like, it's not gonna be, like, hardcore gaming. You don't need, like, hardcore, ultra-responsive controls, you know? You're gonna be, like, waiting tables and stupid shit like that.
Like, I like games.
Plants vs. Zombies isn't stupid shit.
It is, too.
No!
Fuck off.
I'm serious. It's something that, like... Plants vs. Zombies is something that, like, a one-armed person could play. So, it's obviously not... It doesn't need that amazing controls. What?
The priest that had one arm? And someone made fun of him, and it's like, do you have one arm? And he's like, yeah. Then we found out he actually did.
I don't remember that.
You remember that dude? He was such a bad priest.
Probably because he had one arm, dick.
I remember the guy yeah. that was a quadriplegic, and he said he was playing with his nose and stuff. And he was like, how do I swim up? And he couldn't swim up because he had to, like...
His nose and chin were for space for space ball. Space bar and yeah. W.
But, regarding the iPad, like, the games on the iPad were just, like, kind of fun, quirky stuff to do, like, on the go, you know? Like, not crazy, hardcore video games, you know? It's just something fun to do, and, like, I saw, like, they had this, like, racing game or something on the iPad on one of the commercials, and it was, like, the steering wheel was the iPad itself, and that looked kind of fun to do, but...
No, but
those never worked, right?
You have to think about it, like, the iPhone and, like, the, you know, the iPod, those games are just so shitty and fun because they're, like, handheld things you can do while waiting in line at the bank or something, and the iPad's, like, this huge thing you can't put in your pocket.
Exactly, I was gonna say, like, only someone with a purse can, like, legitimately carry around an iPad, like, you know, all of the emo kids with their iPods, like, you know, their tight-ass pants are not gonna accommodate an iPad. I'm sorry.
Are you making fun of my MERS? Because it's all the rage in Europe right now.
Excuse me, called a satchel. Indiana Jones wears one.
Haha, I remember references.
I reference Seinfeld. Get out of here.
Never mind. I'm not even gonna go.
No, okay.
Are we anything else
about
the iPad?
TF2 update, you guys.
Oh, well.
The sad thing is, I'm opening Steam to find out what the update was.
Yeah, I have no idea what the update was.
Well,
it's coming on the way. I mean, the reason we put that on there is because we were just going to talk about TF2 in general. The engineer update is coming. If anybody hasn't heard about that, they have
oh
some
my
new
God.
fucking tech trees involved. I'm gonna go look that up right now, actually.
Tech trees?
Excuse my typing. Nah, TeamFortress.com.
Didn't they already do the... Oh no, they just gave, like, updated stuff. Never mind. They just updated some of the things. They didn't actually patch the engineering.
Okay, but... Now they only added some updated stuff, like you can build more shit. You can, like, upgrade the teleporter and shit. But while they were looking at that, we should talk about, like, how the other updates affected the game and what you think about that. Like, starting with... I don't remember, I wasn't playing on the first update. I think it was Pyro or Medic.
Nah, it was Medic. Medic was the first one.
Medic?
Medic? I'm not a Medic player. Fel, you play Medic, right?
Yeah, but I never played it without the Kurzkrieg. Like, the Kurzkrieg, I guess, actually was a good addition to, like, competitive gaming, but I don't know.
It was. It was so hard to legitimately, like, charge that damn gun before. I don't know.
Are you talking? I thought the Kurzkrieg was the gun. Are you talking about the
Kurzkrieg? No, the Kurzkrieg, that's the Blaustauter or something like that. That's the needle gun.
The Blutsauger?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to pronounce it anyway.
It just blew my mind. You know what? Gouge. Yeah.
Like Blutsauger in German? Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't matter. That wasn't saying anything. It's the same.
Yeah, anyway, like, no, like, that that gun that started with a B was the needle gun. And, like, before, you know, it just shot needles, didn't do anything. And then they came out with that updated one, and they give you health back. And then they came out with the Kurzkrieg. Originally, it was just the medic gun, and it just charged and invulnerability. Kurzkrieg came out, increased charge rate, and was it 100% crit or something like that? But, like, before, like, it was pretty hard to, like, actually get a full charge on that thing. Especially, like, if you weren't just chilling in the back. If you were actually up trying to, like, defend, like, a heavy or something like that. Or just go in through and, you know, heal your team. Like, it was pretty difficult to actually end up with a charge.
Mm-hmm.
What about...
Hats? Like, what is the deal with that?
That's just bullshit.
I thought, like, I had to, like, do something to get them, and I was, like, trying so hard, and it was just randomly, like, you just found the sand beach that you've had forever?
Yeah, especially, well, let's get on topic first, we'll talk about that later. Let's go in order, because that
Pyro?
Came around, like, the spy and, yeah, Pyro's next, that came around, like, the spy and the sniper thing. I thought that was bullshit.
I still wasn't playing before the Pyro update, so.
Pyro, everything was the same. Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, the flare gun, man. I don't know. I still use the
back burner.
The tampon gun, you mean?
Like, originally, like, Pyro kind of sucked. The range was really shitty, and then they buffed it, and Pyros were gods, and they nerfed it. Now they're really good. They're really easy to play. I mean, everyone's heard of W plus M1, so... I mean, I roll out with the flamethrower... and the flare gun, and the fire axe, just regular, because I saw that video of the guy just juggling people, and I started doing that with the compression blast, and it's just like, oh god, this is easy mode. I can fucking shoot people from far away, juggle people in corners, and then just whack their head off.
I don't know, I never like using the back burner because it never seems to detect for me, so I always find it to be useless.
Some shit going down.
That flare gun is pretty bad. Or not bad, but like...
Everybody hates powers anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. God, everyone can run in the corner and just spray.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very easy class to play, I'm not gonna lie. It's really easy on top.
Yeah.
But that's definitely not my main class.
I was hating on because
class.
That range, the range on that
people
point though is ridiculous.
Stuff like that for every class, so whatever.
I was always scout, and like that range on that thing is like devastating. It pisses me off.
So what's next? Heavy? Was that next? Yeah, sure. Why not?
No. Oh yeah, it was actually.
I don't play heavy. Does anyone here actually play heavy?
No,
I played medic and Swift played heavy, And, I don't know, for, like, just our normal running around, playing casually.
Natasha
was a shitty gun. Like, it was horrible.
Like, that's all I know. Dude, Natasha was such a, like, a better upgrade than, like, the normal heavy weapons.
Not from our playstyle. Like, from us playing, we got way less kills, like, facing the same opponents when we used Natasha over, like, the first gun.
Well, it depends on what you're doing, like... Natasha sucked if you were a scout, because, you know, you get nailed by it, and your character would just, like, basically stop, and you're like, oh, cool, I'm dead. It's its own little, like, thing. It has its own use, but generally, like, I would not use the Natasha over the regular one, just because I like the more damage.
Facing a heavy with a medic anyway, as a scout, you're fucked, so it doesn't even matter.
I've done it a couple of times.
Against revives?
Jump on that head.
Yeah, dude, it's all about that head jump. People don't expect it.
Yeah. Wasn't Scout next? Yeah, Scout's no. Immediately, like when that came out, I started playing the shit out of Scout. Before, I was always just playing Spy, because that's my favorite class, but then my hours played definitely there. They're close. Scout's definitely close to my hours played as Spy. I started, once those came out, I was all about the Force of Nature and Pistol and the Sandman. But yeah. Then I just went back to Scattergun and Pistol.
Force of Nature is, like, toned down a bit.
Force of Nature is, like, the most annoying gun ever created, dude.
So I went through, I did all the achievements to get I did all the achievements I needed to get every gun, and then I tried using them all, and I'm like, nope, I like my six shots, and I like the double jump. Too bad, don't want to use that shit.
Yeah,
so I just go back, like, to default guns.
Those update things aren't good enough, unless you use them all together.
But, I mean, no one uses Bonk Tonk Punch, because that kind of sucks ass, in my opinion. I mean, like, when I first started doing Scout with Force of Nature, I mean, getting rid of that double jump, I mean, it was all about just using the Force of Nature's knockback to your advantage, and just getting close and then jumping up and getting out of the way so they can't get you, especially against Pyros. Because then you just run around. If you didn't have that double jump, a pyro is just a son of a bitch to kill.
I think I only successfully one scout on a pyro's head, like, while running at it, without getting, like, raped. You always get, like, clipped by that damn fireman.
Yeah. Well, then Sniper Spy came.
God damn.
Oh, my favorite of all time.
My two most hated classes.
I gotta be honest, so Spy, like, versus a Spy, I didn't notice any difference. Like, I didn't notice an increase in Spies, like, they really didn't. I noticed a huge increase in Snipers, though.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, well, let's talk about Sniper. I fucking detest Sniper, so... I know people think... They know the Huntsman's much harder to use, and
MLG pros only.
Yeah, man, MLG pros. How's that Modern Warfare going? MLG.
That's kind of bullshit, dude. It's like the Huntsman's way easier to use if you're one of those snipers that just, like, runs up and, like, goes Rambo and shit, you know?
Yeah, but to, like, snipe with it is kind of a pain.
Yeah, but I mean, it isn't made for those.
Yeah, like, you guys have seen the map, that the only map I will play on. It's just, like, an open field with a tower in the middle. Like, snipers for such assholes.
Yeah, you can't use a Huntsman on that.
Yeah. Orange 3X is my map I play on, wasn't
it? Yeah.
You pretty much got me addicted to that
CP
map.
Orange X3.
Best maps. Ooh, so Spy. I mean, I roll Spy all the time.
I have no idea. What's the pocket watch do? Is that the Play Dead one or what?
The Dead Ringer.
Well, you got two different upgrades. For the knife, you didn't get an upgrade. I mean, you didn't need anything. The knife was your knife, and that's just like the call sign to the spot. And for you got two different. In total, you have three different watches. But for the update, you got two. You got the cloak and dagger. So it pretty much. I thought the cloak and dagger was really shitty because it's motion sensitive and it just made spies just not run around and just hide.
What did it do?
All you did was just. I mean, you just stand there the entire time waiting for someone to walk by or slowly recharge your... Because if you're standing still, it recharges. I think it recharges at a slower rate. And you can't get ammo to refill your cloak. So, I just thought it was... my playstyle, I don't use it. Then, the regular invisibility watch is awesome. 9 seconds of stealth. And ammo is all over the place, so you can refill it really fast. So you can stay stealth for the entire time. And then, what I use now, the Dead Ringer, that's just easy, especially in pubs, when you're just playing against people who aren't necessarily that great, and they fall for the feigned death thing. So you go, you turn it on, someone shoots you while you have it on, then you turn invisible, a fake body appears, and it falls on the ground. But when you decloak like a bell's ringing. It's really, really loud and everyone can hear it. So, I use it now.
See, definitely. I never understood that.
Well, if like a heavy kills you...
Like, I tried to use it and I just get spraying.
Yeah. Gotta be a sneaky snake. You can't, like, if somebody shoots you, you just stop going that direction, turn around, and go after them if they're close enough. The revolver... I don't use a regular revolver anymore. Maybe I'm just too pro, but no, obviously not. I use the Ambassador so I can get headshots and stuff.
The original revolver is really underrated. Like, it's just a really, really good gun.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just difficult to aim for some reason, I think. I hate the damn target. Like, the
crosshair
piss me off.
Fucks people up.
I hate how snipers just have, like, it's exactly where you're pointing, and there's no, like,
well, not with the Huntsman.
Movement.
No lead-off, you mean?
Yeah, there's no lead-off.
The Huntsman, so, like, the arrow falls down over time, doesn't it?
But it's, a one-shot kill.
It's bullet drop, and you have to lead him off, so.
It's like the Resident Evil 5 crossbow. Or not crossbow, it's just bow.
So, Demo Man Soldier, I mean, we had an interesting experience with this. Were you there for that?
Or yeah. Yeah. Did no? Yeah, he was there.
Farm
yeah.
Achievements.
We farmed the achievements all together because, like, we did it in the first day and all the servers were full, so we were like, fuck it, we'll do it ourselves. Got all the achievements. These guys decided to go Demo Man, and I was like, nah, I'm gonna do Soldier, because I really like Soldier. And I hate Demo Man, because I don't know. It's just not my playstyle.
Demoman's the best.
Dude, can we ever figure out how to use that charge?
Yeah. The thing is, like, I played Soldier, like, primarily after Medic, is like our second most played, but... Demo Man, like, even if you don't like it, it, like, changes the class completely.
Yeah,
it's not just, like, an upgrade. It's like, another class. I haven't gotten the Soldier updates, but I think they're still, like, overshadowed by the demo.
It's because you get a freaking Claymore as a Demo Man. Soldier got shafted.
Talk about the individual items. Join a game and like freaking blast through people with their Scotsman, cut everyone's head off and stuff. Like that's all we were doing. It was just fucking running around with our swords.
Well, I think top individual items like Demo Man will start that. I think the shield is like the only passive weapon in the game. Like, I think that's pretty cool.
Oh no, they had the gunboats.
Oh, what the fuck?
what?
The gunboats. It was, I don't know, it was the last thing for a soldier. It was for, because everyone voted for soldier. Minus 75% self-damage by own rockets, including rocket jumps. I mean, that's... I don't really care. I still use my shotgun. And I still use the regular rocket launcher instead of the direct hit. The buff banner isn't that good, but the equalizer was definitely like a true upgrade, I think, because you're doing much more damage.
Yeah, I hit soldiers with the equalizer.
So they just get really low health and just go rambo.
Like, if you came across a soldier who had, like, killed a lot of people already, you're pretty much fucked. And he was at, like, full health.
So, I mean, the only class left is engineer. Do you guys want to talk about, like, the hats and the crafting thing? Because I certainly don't
think crafting. The crafting is cool, the hat is dumb.
The hats are great. Yeah. I hate them.
Yeah, like, well, I think it was while Sniper and Spy was going on, they got rid of the achievement system because people were just, like, farming achievements and getting all the weapons really fast instead of actually truly getting them. I think that's why they did it. So they instituted like a drop system that you would randomly get it and just playing, and it didn't really depend on your playtime. It's just whenever you're playing, be like, oh, when you died you found a direct hit, you found a force of nature.
Halo moral race is master race.
Well, the Halo was added because it's like, if you didn't farm the hats before, if you were farming the hats just like in an AFK server, they took away all your hats and everyone who didn't got a Halo.
I love my Halo.
It's... Nah, it's stupid.
Pretty sure, didn't they take it away now?
I don't think so.
I don't know, what? I don't know if any of us has, like, played TF2 recently, so...
Yeah, well, they...
I don't know why we're talking about it for so long.
I don't know, I mean, I love TF2, it's definitely, like, my favorite part of the Orange Box. And we played the shit out of TF2, man, so...
Yeah, but it's... I don't know. It's not something we're up to date with, you know?
Well, maybe we should get up to date with it, man.
Okay, anyway. I have no idea what the Nuzlocke challenge is.
Well, we'll talk about that later. Let's have Orr talk about Xbox Avatar.
Xbox Avatars? Well, it's pretty lame, man. Like, why do we need to have our own little persona inside of a video game?
Because why would they not rip off Nintendo?
Yeah, they do, but...
And even the most awesome part about it is, I forget if it's when you leave or when you enter the avatar making system, you get that same damn chime as the Wii.
Yeah.
That's what drives me crazy.
There's all the promotional stuff to buy clothes for your internet avatar. Like,
what? Yeah, I thought it was nice and innocent. I was like, oh, this will keep people happy. I didn't like that it was required to have one, because mine looked like stupid defaulting, and I can't make it look cool because it's a stupid avatar. And then they added like the DLC clothes, and it's like, oh, I see what you're trying to do here.
Dude, yours was like an albino white dude with like sideburns and
I tried to make it look as unique as I could.
It wasn't even albino, it was like porcelain, dude. It was ridiculous.
You know that like 80% of the people on Xbox right now have like scars all over their faces, and they all look like Rambo and shit.
Mine looks exactly like me. Like, I just didn't. I looked through and I'm like, khakis? Yes. No, I have the tired eyes. Because either I'm gonna be falling asleep, or then I would have been like stoned.
Mine's in the Psycom gear that you got for buying Final Fantasy 13. It looks kind of dumb. It doesn't even give you a helmet, but you know, whatever.
Dude, I still have like
guys. They look so cool.
I have two free things. And I have the female, and then a male, and then another female code that I haven't used.
Yeah, I have a female code.
Avatar's
pretty ridiculous.
Wait, did anyone notice, like, when you're at your lobby, or your main screen, and, like, you can see your avatar, if you use the right, you can make it, like, look around, and then if you shake it left and right really fast, your character, like, grits its teeth, it gives, like, evil eyes. If you spin it around, it gets dizzy, and then if you go up and down a lot, it, like, gets, like, this, like, stone look, and it kind of, like, smiles at you like he's stone. If you click it, he waves at you and closes his eyes.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty fun. Like,
yeah. Also,
who's this is like, oh yes, I love making my internet avatar wave at me.
Hey, no, dude, we found this out the night that I got the night that that I got arrested. We freaked out because our avatar was like reacting to us.
I'll be right back.
Alright. Whale. I don't know, I don't really customize my Xbox avatar. I make it kind of look like me. I don't necessarily care. All my friends seem to either make it look extremely outlandish or look nothing like them.
Yeah, like,
they try.
Tuxedo and, like, monkey face and, like, face paint and stuff. Like, I thought avatars are supposed to be, like, representations of yourself, not representations of, like, clowns on heroin.
Wow.
That's what I thought.
It's true, though. Like, I go through my friends list, and, like, half of them have, like, scars and, like, aviators and freaking grinning faces, like, they're, like, badasses, or, like, they just
That's
look fucking like- retarded.
When you go through your friends list, most of your friends are just like, XX, Dark Soul, XX, 420, dude, pot smoker,
420,
yeah.
Ripping it, XO.
And then you just have those normal friends who are just like, guided coma, wasn't me.
You can make their characters look like clowns on heroin?
I don't.
I hope mine doesn't, because that means I look like a clown on heroin.
Are you insulting
you
how
like
you look?
A clown on heroin.
Wasn't as beautiful
as my
eyes single way. Words can't bring him down.
Hey, what did I say?
Oh, fucking stabby. You missed everything, man.
Apparently.
We're just talking about how everybody on Xbox Live Friends list always has these stupid fucking names, and there's these normal people who just have...
But... What I was going to talk about before I left was, I don't think they're really copying the I think they saw the success of stuff like Cabo Hotel and Yoville and all that, and I don't know if they've added it yet, but they're going to add an arcade in which you can play with everyone else's avatar and, like, chat and stuff. But you have to rebuy all your arcade games, so, you know.
It is.
Like Burnout, you see a little avatar, like, in the driver's seat. Like that?
No.
Or
like arcade games, like Pac-Man and Big Doug. But what was it?
With that silence, I think we should move on to the next topic.
We almost done. We should speed it up.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? This can be as long as it wants to be, man. So, what I want to talk about, the Nuzlocke Challenge, we mentioned it earlier. So, I've been trying to get up some Pokemon recently. I love me some Pokemon, just started playing Red again. And, I heard about this challenge that people do. It's pretty hardcore. As hardcore as Pokemon can be.
Pokemon MLG Pro.
Oh, this is the release.
Nuzlocke challenge.
Yeah, so basically what you do is you start out and you pick your Pokemon, you if one of your Pokemon faints in your party, you have to release it, no matter what. Even if your starter faints, you gotta release it. And you have to catch the first Pokemon in each area and nothing else. So you can kind of get shafted on all your Pokemon. I think right now I'm running... I got my Wartortle. His name is Kingpin. He's definitely my favorite Pokemon, probably so far. And then after that, I caught a Kakuna. His name was Bees, and unfortunately, he only had one move, and he died. And I had to let Bees go. So Bees is in my graveyard in Bill's PC.
So wait, this is a quick question. Is this every time you leave a zone? Like, every time you beat the trainer in the zone, you go to a new zone, it's a new Pokemon, so you get, like, 8 Pokemon by the end?
Kinda, yeah. I mean, that's the way that... No, I count routes different. Towns different, because some towns have grass areas, and then there's, like, Lavender Town that has the tower. And... caves and stuff like that. So you can end up with a bunch. Lavender Town definitely had the scariest music. When I was a kid, I had to turn it off because I was a little baby.
Yeah, Lavender Town is like, I'm traumatized from it as a child.
I don't remember.
So if I like already beat the game without actually like, I beat the entire game with one Pokemon, and I actually had like 4 Pokemon total at the end of the game.
I think it's like almost impossible to beat the game with Nuzlocke challenge, because I see a lot of people talking about the Moon Cave or whatever, and like a lot of Pokemon have died to that cave on Nuzlocke challenges because of like Zubats and stuff, like with their sleep and
run away, man.
Well, you gotta be prepared. I mean, it's hardcore mode, man. You gotta have your antidotes, your sleep awakes.
God forbid you actually have to buy potions for once when you're playing Pokemon.
Yeah, because normally you're just like going through, and then especially if you're playing Red version or the first generation, just go fucking talk to that dude in Viridian City, and then go to Cinnabar Island and get 1,000,000 rare candy.
I always had potions when I always did shit like that when I played Pokemon. So,
and I even forgot about, like, water areas. I'm gonna have a bunch of tentacles. And I got a Wartortle named Kingpin, a Pidgey named Birdman, a Rattata named Guts. Bees died. He was my first to die. And then I caught a Zubat. I named him Pikachu. And he's probably like the hardest project so far, because a lot of it's grinding and making sure your Pokemon are prepared for everything they fucking go up against. So you'll have to be like a couple levels higher than every pace, which definitely helps because I'm doing it on my PSP. I'm just emulating it, and it has turbo mode, and I can just run really fast and get through battles done and like just like a snap.
Cheating.
It'd be a lot easier on the old versions of games. If you turn on, like, Platinum, like, it's such BS. Like, there's, like, every like, in the original games, you know, every Pokemon had a type. They had one type, pretty much. And then they had two different types of attacks, basically. The new one, like, every Pokemon, they have, like, the two major types, which are, like, already weak to like half of the damn fucking attacks that things can use, and each enemy you face has every different kind of attack. And I think it'd be a lot easier on the old versions than if you were to like load up, say the Platinum one that came out, or I don't even know. Didn't they come out 2 new ones?
With Heart Gold.
Suspiciously gay name.
Yeah. I want to try it. I'm thinking I'm just gonna like keep going. I was gonna do it on Gold, but I definitely screwed up and realized and just saved it. Being shitty, so I just restarted on Red version. I might go back and do Gold, because Gold was definitely my favorite behind Ruby. Ruby is my all time. I had so many good memories of Ruby playing with.
I'll
Fett.
Challenge you.
Did Gary name his Bulbasaur Daredevil because he named your Squirtle Kingpin?
You know, no, because Gary isn't Gary. His name is Dick.
Wait, yeah. Dick.
His name is Dick.
I was gonna say, what did everyone name their nemesis?
In this one, I named him Dick.
My I was name, like 7 years old. I'm not gonna name him like.
All I gotta say is asshole fits perfectly.
I'm sure it's the right amount of letters.
It is, 7 or whatever. Yeah. That's what I first named it when I was like, what, like, when did Pokemon come out, 95? So I was like 5 years old. It was awesome. I sat there for like 10 minutes trying to figure out how to name this.
I remember I named all my characters like random letters and stuff. I don't care.
I was after myself, so I can feel like actually in the game, like Final Fantasy.
That's what I did.
They'd be like, Tyler.
Tyler, no.
Time Fantasy 10. This is way off topic, but I didn't like that you could name the characters in that because they used voice acting. They just made sure they never said any of the characters' name, and apparently, like. It's pronounced Titus or something. There's some big debate about the pronunciation. Yeah, like, what the fuck is that? I wish there would have been real voice acting.
It's like Aeris and Aerith. I mean, I don't have a lisp. I say Aeris. I don't really give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
I always thought it was Ares for some reason. I don't know.
What is it?
Ares!
Chun-Li. Yeah, that's what I thought, like, the god of war. I thought that's why her name is Ares. Fuck off.
Oh no,
she's not the god of war, or what?
I thought they named it after her.
Cause she definitely was the god of war, cause she fucking died.
Hey. No, there will be no spoilers on this podcast.
The game's like 7 years old. The Statue of Limitations has definitely gone away. Anyways, so I think we covered everything, have we?
No, man. No.
Well, I meant on the on-topic part of the podcast.
Nope, man. I got
Oh god.
I got some proposition for you. Okay.
So this is the whole Phil was really adamant about doing this. He wanted to do a renting versus pirating debate. So let's start off.
Okay.
You explain your point counterpoint here. This is like crossfire. We're Fox News up in this motherfucker.
Okay. People say, oh, you pirate games, so you don't support the industry, right? And you're stealing, right? But those same people go and rent games, and you're not supporting the industry at all. You're paying Blockbuster to rent games. Like, they bought the game once, and they're just reusing it over and over and over. Like, I'm not gonna say most, because I don't really know, but in a lot of countries, it's illegal to rent games because of this reason. And I just want to know, like, the counter argument for that. Like, how is that justified, renting games, if pirating games isn't justified?
Because at least somebody has paid for it once.
No, somebody has paid for it once to upload it on the internet. Like, if you pirate it, somebody bought it.
But somebody, there's a transaction going on. Somebody is making money in this, and they're just, like, giving out their games. And then you don't have it for an indefinite amount of time. You eventually have to give it back.
The person that you're paying didn't have anything to do with the creation of it.
Like, they pay $60 for, like, a copy of Final Fantasy 13, and that's gonna get rented for, like, $10, like, every week it's available. They're gonna make a lot more money than, like, the developer could have gotten if each person who rented that game, like, bought one, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I think renting has gone down. I mean, renting video games. Look at Hollywood Video. Hollywood Video just fucking shut down. They used to be my place where I used to rent the video. Now I just have shitty ass Blockbuster.
Well, that's irrelevant. Like, it's going out of business, yeah, because it's kind of primitive. But when you buy a game, you're not buying the game. You're buying a license to use the game, and it's illegal to, like, share that license. So, how is it how is it morally correct that we're renting games?
U-Torn says pirate.
What?
U-Torn says pirate.
I mean, with pirating, I mean, somebody didn't have to necessarily buy it, either way.
That doesn't matter. The hundreds and hundreds of dollars each Blockbuster makes off of each specific copy doesn't really, like, balance out the $60 they had to pay for it once, you know?
I don't know. I think renting is more justifiable than definitely pirating, though. I understand it's just straight up stealing, but it's not stealing. I know it's not stealing. I'm not going to make that argument. It is kind of, but it's not. Depending on who you are.
Like, I think it's different for like cars, because when you buy a car, you own that car. Like, you physically own it. But when you buy a game, you own a license.
You wouldn't download a car, would you?
That's what I'm thinking of, but that's the only counter-argument I could think of. It's like, oh, people rent cars, and it's not the same thing. There's really nowhere else to go with this argument, though, so...
Yeah, it's definitely a topic
basically,
that I just... You're the one that feels strongly about it. And what about... Or, didn't you have a huge, like, argument with him earlier about it off the air?
But, like...
Damn it.
I like to throw something here. With, I don't know, I'm a very picky person. I hate things very easily.
Ooh.
I have not played a game that has been legitimately fun overall in so damn long. Everything, there's always something stupid that ruins the game for me. I'm just saying,
why
I always
get mad. Why the fuck are we doing a video game podcast?
Jesus. So what are you trying to say? Like, it's try it
what
before
I'm
you buy
is
it?
To me, pretty much. Okay, to me, like, my computer isn't that great. If I like a game and I want to actually be able to play it, I'll buy it for the 360 because it'll run smooth no matter what. It'll have good multiplayer. Cool. Yeah, most of the games that I have tried were bad, or it was just something, hey guys, let's try this, and just, you know, we just wanted to do like a little LAN for whatever reason, you know. I don't think I've actually downloaded a game that I liked and like kept playing. Like, I just tried it, you know. If I had bought that game, well, one, I wouldn't have bought it anyway, but like, I'd have been so damn pissed. Like, everything, it just seems
like a waste of money.
Exactly. Like, most of the games I actually buy are just complete wastes of money, like Dragon Age.
I like Dragon Age.
It's like Mass Effect 2 came out a week after this or whatever. Cool, BioWare, it must be as good as Mass Effect 2. No, it actually looks like Baldur's Gate and plays half as well.
Let's not get into this right now. So are you basically saying that if a game was good enough when you rented it, you'd buy it?
Yeah. Same with movies.
That's what I do.
If I actually like the movie enough that I would watch it over again, I will buy the damn thing and watch it in high quality.
But that doesn't justify the game that you rented and didn't buy.
Right. Well, to me, it's just like, you know what? If I don't like your stuff well enough to buy it, I'm not going to.
You would have gotten any money from me anyway, so it's like, it doesn't even matter. What else if I have to say anyway?
So, I guess, is that it on this discussion?
Yeah, let's just leave it at that.
Alright, well... That's it for the, I think, video games part of the podcast. Do you want to go talk about... So, like, the way we're going to set it up is we're going to talk just, I don't know, maybe we'll
crazy
do
stories!
God damn it. We're talking about, like, maybe what games we're playing in the first part, because, I mean, we just wanted to introduce ourselves the first week. Next week we'll do what we're playing, what we're doing. Maybe we'll actually play games while we do this, so we'll have shit to talk about more. Then we'll go into talking about talking just like our topics that we thought up of, and then we get to this section where we talk about our crazy story. So,
oh my god.
Okay, so this is a section where we just have some crazy stories. As just repeated, you probably just heard that. We
crazy stories. Because
we were waiting on the guy to come in, but we don't know if he's coming or not. I'm gonna turn off. I was playing Pokemon while we were waiting, so my music was off. Anyways, start out. I guess I'll go first. Past week.
Crazy stories.
God damn it.
Only Scythe and Wes and I are going this week. Me and Oliver are gonna do next week.
Okay. I don't know. I guess my story this week is a senior prank that happened this week. Yeah, this week. So get into school on about Tuesday, I think it was. Just get in, just go to my locker, get my shit, go and sit down in first class, and somebody comes in and is like, hey, what do you think of that senior prank? I'm like, what senior prank? He's like, just look at the ground. And I look at the ground, and there's fucking crickets everywhere. I had no idea. It was fucking crazy.
How did you not know that there were crickets everywhere?
It's like 6:30 in the morning, man. Why would I notice?
The floor is crickets.
Apparently, people came into our school at night, 11 people, and they let in 25,000 crickets. 25,000 motherfucking crickets. That may seem like a lot, but in actuality, it really wasn't. I didn't.
And where does one acquire 25,000 crickets?
I don't know.
Their feed, pet store.
I know their feed, but that's a shit ton of crickets, son. So we get in, and like, I got English first period. We're doing an essay. We got all the crickets out of our room, and people are still like out in the hall, like flipping out, and it's really hard to write an essay. Well, people are just like, girls are screaming in the hallways, people are just like jumping on crickets, and it's really, fuck, turn my Xbox on.
Yeah,
I know, right? People would be like, oh, I'm tough shit, and then they'd eat a cricket. It was really...
Seriously, you're wondering, this is what people do in Tennessee.
I hope they die of, like, crickets.
Yeah, we're just some backcountry fucking cousin humping bumpkins, and we eat crickets.
Cousin humping bumpkins.
My Xbox controller is still flashing, unplugged. Get out my face. So, I don't know. We keep going, and then all of a sudden, a girl who's sitting next to the door, she starts, like, freaking out. Apparently, a bunch of crickets sneaked under the door and jumped on her desk while she was writing the essay, and she fell out of her fucking chair.
Joke's on you, senior girl.
Absolutely, it was hilarious. I had a good time. Cause first when it happened, I was like, "Oh, this is a shitty senior prank." There's not even a lot of crickets, and then they start like creeping out of the door and starts interrupting class. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good one. They were horribly mad. They came to us at lunch and they're like, "If you guys know any of these 11 gutless wonders who put all these fucking crickets in our school, there's a reward for any information." So I don't think they really know who did it at all, besides the
gutless. Speaking of guts.
Fuck you, man. Guts was my friend. He was two levels away. He died young.
Sab's guts character on Pokemon died during the little break that you guys didn't notice.
Yeah, Ratatat in my guts. His name was Guts. He died in battle against Eradicate, who was level fucking 16. That doesn't make any sense, because Ratatat evolves at level 20, I think. Unless I'm getting mixed up with Pidgey. I looked this up whenever I get a new Pokemon, because every Pokemon kind of sucks ass in their first evolution. So I have to bury Guts in the bottom of my graveyard box.
Dude, it's a fucking rat. Yeah. Just flush it down the toilet.
Fuck you guys, he was my bro.
He probably crawled out of the toilet, that's how you met him.
He was in the tall grass in Pewter City. We met, our eyes crossed. It was weird.
He started attacking you.
He had a seizure. And then, he had a dream of attacking you. Like, you were just walking through the grass, and, you had a seizure.
You woke up and you had a pet rat.
Yeah, oh god, that's another funny story. It was really, we were doing econ. It's not necessarily funny, it was really awkward, though. We were doing econ, and my econ teacher makes a bunch of jokes, and he'll make some kind of off-color, kind of racy jokes. Not racy as in racist, just like some sensitive subjects for some people. So somebody had something for an art class. It was a Tessel something. And it's just like a bunch of... No, not a Tesla coil. This isn't physics, and I'm not fucking... Oh, God. Never mind.
This is Tennessee.
Stop trying.
Yeah, this is Tennessee. And we do have... fuck, what am I talking about? Anyways, and she... He made a joke about seizures. And all of a sudden, this really... She's kind of fat... I don't know if she knows she's fat. She's never going to listen to this podcast because she doesn't.
If she's fat, she knows she's fat.
No, dude, you don't know. I think she thinks she's hot shit because she's like all... I don't know. It doesn't matter. Irrelevant to my story. He makes a joke about seizures, about how the whole picture that the person hold up was going to give him a seizure, and she just stops writing notes. She's like, Mr. Hollinsworth, can you please not make fun of seizures? That's kind of a sensitive subject for me. And everyone just looks at her, and we're just like, wow. Did you honestly have to do that right then and there? I mean, I know
you
it can
just
be
have been
a sensitive
thanks
subject.
For telling me, and suddenly I turn on the lights really off and on really fast.
Oh, if only glorious times would be had.
No, I don't know. I've had a seizure, and it is really, awkward when people are, faking seizures, and everyone's like, oh, no, that's so funny, and I'm just like, you know what? That kind of sucks, actually.
You didn't even know you had one.
But, you know, you're, so vulnerable. What if somebody other than, my sister saw me?
You're just so vulnerable, Phil. You're just so vulnerable.
What if you started having a seizure? You would laugh. Honestly.
Dude, you can't handle Zolfarak. Just don't go back.
that's another crazy story episode.
That's for next week, folks. We're gonna leave that one hanging for you. Do you want to do the seizure story next week, man?
I guess we could do a medical crazy stories.
Does it have to be, a fucking theme? Because we talked about doing our run
with
the law, smoking gun edition.
If we just keep doing that, it'll work, okay? I know everyone here has some
crazy medical story. Doesn't everybody?
Yeah.
I have one about bees, actually.
No,
I have a crazy story about my
next week, folks. Alright, that's pretty much the end of my crazy story. Pretty much crickets in the school, chick getting freaked out by crickets, administration getting pissed off, and then
fat chick who
sensitive about seizures.
that she's not sensitive to that. Or wait, maybe she'd puke and become a real woman.
I think you imitated her really well.
Birdman just evolved, so I just want to get a good. Give him a shout out to Birdman. Birdman. You just leveled up, bro. You're level 18. You're pretty much the highest person in my party right now. You gotta rep. We gotta drop a, a potion for our bro guts.
It's wasn't straight.
Wasn't has a story about how he fucking almost ran into his middle school or some shit.
Alright. This is actually a running theme with me and my friends. If I am driving a vehicle, there is not allowed to be McDonald's sweet tea in said vehicle.
What?
Dude, it is true. I hate McDonald's sweet teas. I have bad stories.
Everyone has bad things about them, dude. Because basically, well, the first was that. The fuck, get off my finger. When I crashed my car, everyone had a sweet tea, and it just went fucking everywhere. And then when this happened, me and my friend had just gotten a sweet tea.
You crashed your car?
Yeah, dude. I completely destroyed a Mercury Sable. It was awesome. That's not this story, though.
I did not know that.
Knocking him down.
This story.
Another time.
Yeah, man. So, the two main roads where I live is Willow Creek and Central. Willow Creek Middle School is on this intersection, and that's like the middle school I went to. It was like a really rainy day, like it was pouring out. Wasn't too many people on the road. I drive like a Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo, and you know, I decided to dick around because it was raining so hard. We were at like a stoplight, and I decided that I was just gonna like basically floor it, making the left turn. So my back end would, like, kick out. Problem was...
Because that's a good
so
idea.
Cool, wasn't
The problem was, it decided to continue to fishtail. First, like, I'm making a left turn, my back end starts coming out to the right, and then, like, I start going, you know, across the road to, like, the center line. Because my car had started to get traction a little bit, but then, like, I started sliding... And, like, basically, my back end was going out left. And my car decides to get absolute traction while, like, angled completely off the damn road, going straight at my middle school. Now, the curve.
Yeah, your car just decides that it's just gonna fucking hit your middle school.
No, I mean, like, it pretty much
it
did.
Thought
like,
about
it
for
no
a while.
Traction. Yeah, it's like, can I go now? I'm gonna go this way. I'm gonna go hit Ace Hardware. No, school. But, yeah, like, so then my car gets traction, and it fucking mounts the curb. This curb, it's not like that gentle, like, wave shape. No, it's like a rectangular, like, 4-inch tall curb. Like, if I was in a sedan, it would have bottomed out the car. Like, it would have destroyed it. But luckily, I had the Jeep, and, like, so it's like, I get up on the grass, go over the sidewalk, end up on the lawn of the school. There are trees planted, like, every, like, 15 feet. The grass is so soaking wet, like, I had no traction. I went through two sets of trees, turned to the left, and then, like, my car gets traction. I'm going straight at a tree while my car is still sliding. At the last second, like, it finally goes left to go towards back on the road. My friend was, like, basically standing. Like, he was, like, pushed. He had his hand, like, on, like, the dashboard. He was holding on to, like, the arm thing above the door, freaking out. And, like, I went through two more sets of trees. Back onto the road, so basically, like, slalom through the trees on the grass of my old school. I get back on the road for, like, a split second. I was like, whoo! And I just floored it and got the fuck out of there. I look in my rearview mirror. No one was moving in the intersection. Everyone was just stopped, like, watching this happen. The best part was, the entire time, I only... my left hand was on the steering wheel the whole time. My right hand was holding my sweet tea because I didn't want to spill it.
Did you spill it at all?
Didn't spill a drop. Fuck no, dude. It's sweet tea. You can't drop that precious nectar of life.
I've never had it.
Oh, man. Where I used to work, because my last day, I don't know. Chick brought me sweet tea, and it was the first time I had sweet tea, and it was delicious. I have delicious sweet tea.
When I was in Grand Haven, my friend, like, I had three friends in the car, and they all ordered a sweet tea each. And, like, you know those shitty cardboard, like cup holder things that they have for, like, the four people? Oh, boy. I just died in modern warfare, but so I go up to the window. So there's three sweet teas in this cup holder thing. So it's kind of like off kilter, and the chick starts handing it towards me, and I'm like, "Oh well, thanks." And I'm like changing the song on my iPod at the same time, so I'm trying to grab it with one hand. So like it starts like falling, and it literally yeah, like. It was literally like slow-mo, like, oh shit, and like the, like three whole fucking large sweet teas spilled all over the side of my car, in my car, on me, like all over the fucking place. It was the worst thing ever, dude.
I still
sounds like a sticky situation.
You're such a douche.
I had to like take off most of my clothes and like put it in my trunk, and like so it's the summer and like everyone's eating at McDonald's and stuff in their cars, and I'm like shirtless, like putting shit inside my trunk. Yeah.
Fucking dinner.
Did you at least get more sweet?
Yeah. She's like, oh sorry. You can replace that if you want, and I'm like, sure, whatever.
My why not at this point? Was drinking Arizona iced tea in like a normal cup, you know, because she took it from home.
What the hell is Arizona iced tea?
Oh man,
it's tasty as fuck.
Yeah. Anyway, she has one of those things, so her iPod's like connected to a radio. And she was changing the song on her iPod and was moving it back to put it behind the cup holder. She dropped it like right in the iced tea, and like it just reminds me of that. Iced tea is no good to have in the car, man.
Yeah, dude. Uh-huh. Also, another sweet tea story. I was with my friend, and I was turning left on a road like really fast, and my fucking cup holders on my car are like terrible. It was the craziest thing ever. I was turning left, and the sweet tea, like, started flying out of my car through the window. It didn't spill or anything. Like, it was miraculous. Like, it did a fucking flip through the air out my window when I turned left.
What the hell is this? Is this, like, sweet tea cast? Is this what we're gonna talk about the entire...
My friend's obsessed with sweet tea, I can't help it.
It fucking tasty, dude. It's all about that sweet tea, no ice.
Crazy stories about sweet tea.
Crazy story, sweet tea.
Sweet tea edition this week.
Fuck it. Sweet tea, man.
Everybody loves sweet tea, oh wow.
Did you just die again because you bad?
No, this guy just died because he's dumb.
And you were already dead spectating him because you're bad?
No.
Red defeated
dick. I died because someone better than me killed me.
So what, the lowest person on your team?
You're not bad, but you're relatively bad to that guy.
Yeah.
In comparison.
Alright, well, I think that's pretty much everything for this week's podcast.
I think that marks the end of the... Yeah, I think Wilson's right. I think that marks the end of Sweet Tea Cast.
And in case you're wondering, if for anything that you wanted to take away from this is that Orr is relatively bad to whoever he's playing with.
So hopefully when you guys come back to this, because you probably won't listen to this first episode, and you'll probably listen
or
to the
anyone
episode.
After had you listen to this one.
Hey man, we'll get popular maybe, probably not, sometime, maybe soon.
Who cares if we get popular, just keep posting it, and like one guy's gonna find it and be like... These people have like 382 episodes and no one's ever listened to any of them.
Oh, this is an obscure podcast. You probably never heard of it.
It's more obscure than anything you've ever heard of.
What's the matter? Too deep for you?
We're too deep. Our earlier episodes are the best, but we kind of sold out.
Yeah. Yeah. When you guys come and reminisce about us talking about, like, TF2 and shit like that, you'll be like, I remember that.
I doubt that'll ever happen.
Yeah. But
I don't care what you doubt.
Hey guys, you remember that one time we listened to
podcast? You're just a relatively bad host of a podcast compared to all of us, okay? Just get out of here.
Okay, so that I think this marks the end of podcast. I'm Siv.
And I'm Theo.
I'm Orr.
With the lag, maybe?
And he's wasn't.
And together, they're the Fantastic Five. You just don't know
we'll
about
have...
the fifth person.
So there's four of us. What the fuck?
Super, our special guest, decided to pass out or something.
He got really high, and then
hot dog, he greened out.
Because marijuana is a problem.
This is Sunday, okay.
Okay, tune in next week, we'll talk about more shit. We might have an email next time, in case anybody wants to send us letters, which you probably won't, because we're really bad. So, see you next time. We'll make it up. We'll mention it next time, dick.
Rapefest2004@gmail.com.
No, actually, not Rapefest2004.
No, I'll explain it after we're done with the pie. Anyways, okay, we ended it. Yeah.
Cut it.